so natural for us to associate Karka Shavuos with Zman Matan Torah, saying Kiddush and Tefillah. Hard to imagine that would not be the case. And yet that Kedas Yisrael is so surprised that nowhere do you find in the Torah itself that linkage. The Torah tells us the significance of Pesach and that of Sukkot, but it doesn't somehow describe Shavuos in those things. The Baal HaKedah gives two very, very different answers. One is he cites the Bahag in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and Shoresh Rishon. Imagine that you're writing a Sefer HaMitzvos and you don't include Emuna and Bitachon in Minyan HaMitzvos. That would be somewhat shocking, but that is the Shita of Halachos Gedolos. The Ramban writes that's the most essential mitzvah. That's how the Ramban begins Sefer HaMitzvos, how the Ramban begins Perek Chelek. That is the most important of all of our Ikari Emuna. And yet the Bahag doesn't mention this at all. And the Ramban gives seemingly the obvious answer that belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just simply a mitzvah. A mitzvah? How can you envision a mitzvah without a mitzvah? Without someone telling you that yes, that this is indeed what you must do. And therefore, according to the Bahag, it's not just simply a mitzvah among mitzvahs, but rather this is the foundation, the very bedrock of the Torah Hashem. And therefore, the Baal HaKedah writes, this is also true of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Imagine that the Torah is going to command us to observe the Yontif that we believe in Matan Torah. You have to first, as a prerequisite, as a precondition, believe in Matan Torah, and then you can celebrate the Yontif of Shavuos. And therefore, the Baal HaKedah writes that the Torah doesn't tell us that Shavuos is considered to be Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And then the Baal HaKedah writes, this concept of always being mindful of Matan Torah, it's really not enough to do so once a year on Shavuos. Imagine, then we're going to somehow get together and we'll sit and learn Bahasmad Atzuma throughout the night. And then the rest of the year simply passes. Kliyakar compares this to the fact that the Torah never refers to Rosh Hashanah as being a Zman of Tshuva. Tshuva is an ongoing mitzvah. It is not something that is relegated, limited to a single calendar day, and therefore the Baal HaKedah writes that this is true, of course, of Kabbalah Satov. Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Nosafos Mitzvah Tezvav, each and every day, Birchas HaTorah, Abracha Daraisa, Abirchas Hodah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah Hashem. And therefore, it's not something you just merely mention only on Shavuos. Shavuos, of course, is a reenactment of but this is something to be mindful of each and every day. This, no doubt, is critical in terms of the life of every Ben Torah, Ben Yeshiva, to realize that at the forefront of your mind, every moment of each day, is that is a reenactment of Mamad Har Sinai. This is the time of Kabbalah Satorah itself. There's a stunning comment of Sefer Achinuch. It's found in Mitzvah Tav Lamed in reference to Birchas HaMazon. There the Sefer HaChinuch writes that there are two brachos that are daraisa, Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah. It's a fascinating comment because the Sefer HaChinuch does not count Birchas HaTorah among the Tariq mitzvahs, but Mefurish and Tav Lamed, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that there are only two examples of brachos daraisa. One, Birchas HaTorah, the other Birchas HaMazon, they share a common theme, the Ramban, they're both Birchas HaTorah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that we eat, and that the Torah that we live and learn. And the Sefer HaChinuch raises the following question. When is the most appropriate time to recite a Birchas HaMazon? Sefer HaChinuch writes a still, you know? When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, first you partake, and then you recite the bracha. The bracha is La'achar HaAchila. And when it comes to Eisek HaTorah, the bracha is Kodem Alim. And that's the question that the Sefer HaChinuch raises. What is the most appropriate time of reciting that particular bracha? And the answer is that, typically speaking, a Birchas HaTorah is always after the fact. After the fact. Because, you know, very, very simply, I'm going to recite a bracha regarding the food that we eat. That, no doubt, the mitzvah daraisa, Birchas HaMazon. You know, it's not the act of eating that I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. You know, maybe unfortunately in today's society, eating itself has become, right, an activity, the act of the eating. For us, that certainly is not true. It's not the act of, but rather it's the impact of achilah. Achila enables you, too. It gives you a certain sense of strength in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's not about the eating, but rather it's about the aftermath of eating. What is it that you do? And therefore, the Sefer HaKinuch writes that the bracha is on the sustenance of the achila, and that indeed is after the fact. I'll tell you an amazing Rabbi Kivega. You know what? It's your bar mitzvah. And you know what? Your mother tells you, you know, tonight you have to give like this shetel. You know, you better eat something now because you're going to be very nervous later on. So you listen to what your mother tells you. You eat, of course you bench. Now you're bar mitzvah. You know, Rabbi Kivega suggests your bar mitzvah now, you have to bench again. Because even though you ate the zakatin, but you were soveya as a gadol. And therefore, maybe Berkas HaMazon is not just simply on Ma'is Achil, it's on B'hanas HaSviya. Interesting Kiddush. Rabbi Kivega suggests maybe the same thing Rachmanu Litzlan about an Onen. He eats when he's exempt from Berkas HaMazon. But if he's still soveya la'achar hakura, so maybe he's obligated to bench now, not because of the Ma'is Achil, but because of the Hanas HaSviya. Fascinating deal. But clearly, isn't that the focus of Berkas HaMazon? It's not the act of eating, but eating can be impactful. It enables you. It's a tool. And what about when it comes to Esek HaTorah? Is Esek HaTorah impactful? Is it something that frames everything that you do? Absolutely. But there's something unique about Esek HaTorah. It's not simply about the effect, the impact of your Esek HaTorah. The act of Esek HaTorah in and of itself is considered to be of infinite value. It's not just simply that, you know, it enables us. You have to know Dinei Shabbos, you have to know Dinei Kashrus. If you don't learn, you're not going to be able to. All of that is true. The Magen Avraham, the Mem Zayin. But it's the act of Esek HaTorah. That is considered to be our chiyus. And therefore, the Sefer HaKinuch writes, and Anas HaGuf, I can be patient. I can wait until afterwards and recite a bracha. But you know what? Not true when it comes to Esek HaTorah. There the bracha has to be Ovlas Yasa. It cannot be Lachrachim. Imagine, you'll hear a shir, you'll be inspired, and then you'll recite a bracha. That's doing it. The privilege of Esek HaTorah in and of itself, that triggers, that itself is Matayiv a bracha. I once suggested that, you know, the Gemara in the Daram and Daf Pei Aleph tells us Alma of the Aretz. What was the catalyst for the Churban HaBayis? And somehow we weren't so careful in the recitation of Birkas HaTorah. But the language of the Gemara is very, very striking. After all, Lo'ayim L'Varchim B'Torah Tchila. The Gemara adds one word. They didn't recite Birkas HaTorah Ovelasias. Oh. It doesn't say they didn't recite Birkas HaTorah, but they didn't recite it before the Limud. The Ran writes that Lohayu Devei Torah Chashuv Neyem, Lohayu Oskin Bel Bishma, they didn't revere the privilege of Esek HaTorah. They recited the bracha, but afterwards, after the fact. You know, that creates an equivalence, you know, for which true eating is true of learning. But that certainly isn't correct. That's a disconnect. What's true of Esek HaTorah, Yehem Chayenu, Esek HaTorah is considered to be our chiyus. I'll tell you an amazing targum. I want you and your mother said to pay special attention always to targum. Now, you know what? Sometimes you'll ask your rabbin, they'll tell you, you know what, substitute a far targum for this and that. No, I would suggest not to do that. In addition to targum, do this and that, but not instead. You know, it may be a little tedious at first, but your life will be enriched if you really become proficient in targum. And you'll see from Targum this incredible view that, you know what, simply with the translation of a word, you know, it opens up your eyes. It changes everything. In Parshas Ekev, in Perakhez, the Torah tells us, Kilo avalechem levado yichi adam. A person doesn't live by bread alone, but rather, Kel komosa pi Hashem yichi adam. The word yichi is mentioned twice in Chumash. And you would expect, whatever the translation is, Targum will just repeat the translation of the word yichya, and Targum switches. Targum translates the word yichya differently in the beginning of the pasuk than in the end of the pasuk. That's right. Why would that be? Well, the first part of the pasuk is talking about lechem. And the safe of the crust talking about Nisikvatot. So it's not surprising that we should translate the word Yifia somewhat differently. So the Reisha Torah Targum writes Yiskayim. You know what Yiskayim means? That man is sustained by the bread that he eats. Bread sustains life. That's true. When it comes to the safe of the crust, Yifiyada, Targum writes, not Yiskayim. A person isn't sustained by his learning. That's true. But Targum writes, Chayei, that means that is life. That is life. That's for all the difference. A person is sustained by his life. That then sustains life. But the Torah says, Hashem is life. That's the world of difference. And those flipping Targum is something which I think is very, very striking. You know, people quote this, the name of Achronim, but it's a Targum. It's a flourish of Targum, no? But indeed that's true. They quote this name of the Rebbe Shmuel, but it's a Targum. It's a Targum. Recognize that's the case. Take a look, Akev and Perakas, something strange. That's what the Torah says Hashem is for us. And therefore, it's not relegated to a single day, an experience of Yontif. This is something which is holistic. This is something that encompasses everything that we do. You know, as this one winds down, it's important to bear this, as I often tell you. You know, the summer is here, you know, new Shifa, accomplishments in learning, timeless and enablers. You know, don't measure Bittul's man in terms of did I learn this summer, did I learn this week, you know? You know, the unit of Bittul Torah is like seconds and minutes. Now, it's not that did months go by and did I open up a safe. You really have to make sure that the aim chayein, or that's life. You have to make sure that you tap into our source of absolute healing.